Hello and welcome to another episode of the Future Steps Creative Podcast with yours truly, Marlon McPherson. In this podcast, we talk about online business strategy, creativity and productivity, and anything related that is going to help you become successful with your business or your online ventures in general. So in this particular episode today, I'm going to be talking about how to build your brand online. We're going to be talking about branding in general, what it actually means and why it's important to understand branding and employ the best practices to make sure that you stand the best chance of succeeding with your business. I'm going to share with you 3 points that I think is going to be handy for you building an effective brand. Now, when I talk about branding or a brand to a lot of people, oftentimes they ask me, what does that actually mean? What are you talking about branding? Tell me about this brand stuff, what you want about. And, I'm going to tell you now that I'm not talking about branding cattle. We're not talking about taking a hot rod and stamping it on the side of cows or animals that needs to be marked, right? That's a totally different story altogether, even though that might be quite an interesting thing to discuss. What we're talking about here is branding in the context of business, okay? So let's just get that straight. So examining what a brand actually means, I'm going to paraphrase here what the official definition of a brand or branding actually is. And it is the gut feeling that one gets when they come in contact with a product, a service, or a business. And that gut feeling is going to tell them whether or not what they've come in contact with is for them or not for them. So a brand should either attract the right people to what they're offering, or it should repel those people that it's not for them. Now, to me, a brand is all about the experience that one provides when someone comes in contact with you, your product, your service, your business. And that experience is going to translate into them wanting to continue to support you as a business and continue to buy your products, your services, and use the things that you are providing to them. It's about finding out what's different about you and why it matters to someone else. And that's what you need to look into when it comes onto doing your brand. Once you know this, your life will be a lot easier and you stand a much better chance of building and growing a successful online business and making sales, most importantly. In the online world, it's filled with lots of noise, lots of people trying to get attention from one thing to the next. And it's the same in the business world in general. You need to have some way of separating yourself so that people can gravitate towards you, but not just anyone, the right people. The right people can gravitate towards you so that you can provide the best possible experience. And it's a win-win on both sides. So with that being said, I'm going to get into the 3 things that I want to mention here, 3 points that I would like to give you for you to take away and put into action when it comes on to building an effective brand. So number one is to have the right messaging. And having the right messaging just means that you are saying the right things that are going to help people understand who you're talking to. So you need to talk, you need to direct your message towards the right client, the target customer, the target audience, if you will, that you feel that your brand, your product or service is there to help. And that means you're going to have to communicate how you are able to help them solve their problems by, first of all, identifying the pain points, the struggles, the things that they're going through, and be very specific about that. So that when someone hears or reads, sees your messaging, they can say, yes, this is for me, or maybe no, this is not for me, right? And then obviously that's how that whole attraction and repulsion comes into it. So the right messaging needs to be in all areas. So this could be on your website, through the content you create, through any advertising you might do, or through any material that you put out, which involves communications, right? So having the right messaging is important. So therefore, you need to spend some time making sure you do the right research into what problems you have to help people solve by getting the information from either an existing audience, or you go out there and find the information by talking to people that are potentially the type of people you'd like to serve. So that's important to identifying, first of all, identifying the target person and then creating the messaging around that. Your messaging also needs to communicate your values, the things you believe in as a brand, and why it should matter to somebody else. This is important because it's about building relationships, and it's about, just like in the real world, you meet someone and you talk to them, and based on what they say to you, based on their personality, based on the vibe that you get from them, you'll decide, okay, I want to be friends with this person. I'm intrigued. I want to learn more about this person. And you end up communicating over a longer period of time versus somebody who straight away you can tell that you're not going to get along with them. You don't have a good vibe, and therefore you're not going to be friends with them. It's the same thing in the business world. You need to have some sort of personality that goes with your business, which obviously ties in with the brand and with the things you believe in. Number two is to operate consistently. And by that, what I mean is everything that you do has an effect on how your business is going to be perceived, how your brand is going to be perceived. So in order for you to make sure that everyone, when they come in contact with you at different levels, whether this is talking to someone over the phone or them visiting your website or going into a physical location that you might operate, all these various touch points, it's important to have consistency with your processes, the way you operate, the actions that you take needs to all tie together, no matter how people get in touch with you or what angle people approach your brand from. You need to have that consistency. So when they do come in contact with your brand, they will straight away identify that this is the type of experience that is unique to X brand. They can tell within themselves that they're in the right place. If, say, one aspect of your brand or one touch point that you might have is on point, if you will, and things are going very well and you're doing all the right things, but then you neglect a certain other area of your business, you have the opportunity to do damage to your brand because you're not providing that same consistent experience in all areas of your business. That can be a challenge, and it's something that you need to constantly be looking at and working on to make sure that things are seamless across the board and that you don't run the risk of alienating people that approach your business from a separate angle. So building consistent processes and systems and actions into what you do in all touch points is really important. The third and final point is to remain attentive. And by that, I mean you have to constantly be talking to your audience and engaging with them and paying attention to how their problems, how their challenges are evolving, and make sure that your products and services are evolving with them to constantly improve, to keep improving, and continue to effectively help them overcome their challenges and solve the problems that they have, and to deliver that experience consistently going forward. Ties in back with the last point that I made, obviously. So one way you could do this is by making sure that you do some sort of surveys. You can interview your existing customers. You can build an audience outside of your business through social media, and through all of these things, build a community and make sure that you're listening to the questions that are being asked. If you see certain things keep coming up, you can know that there's going to be some more to it that you can investigate and see how you can adjust something or how you can improve on something to deliver even a more outstanding experience. So with that being said, you have to keep on listening and keep on iterating on the things that you employ within your brand to deliver the experience that you do. And that's all I'm going to leave you with today in this episode of the Future Steps Creative Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch with me, head over to marlonmacpherson.com where you can find out about... Head over to marlonmacpherson.com where you can find out more about me and what I do. Got any questions, you can go ahead and send me a message through my website as well. And I'd be happy to answer some of those questions in future content that I create. Thank you for listening. Thank you for viewing if you're watching this on the video version of it. And I'll catch you in the next one where we'll be talking about branding versus marketing. See you in the next episode.